music you love. Right, it's Tuesday the 18th. We've got Eileen Kelly from the Hebden Bridge Business Forum here to talk about Great British High Street.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like to know, Lauren?
Oh, there's so many things I want to know. I mean, you've got some news for us, haven't you, actually?
I do have some news, yes. As of this morning, the Hebden Bridge Business Forum and their application for Hebden Bridge has been nominated for the shortlist, which means that we're on a list of 3 towns and we've beaten 900 other towns. How good is that?
That's absolutely amazing. So why did Hebden Bridge initially decide to apply for this?
Well, something appeared on my desk kind of mid-August about the Great British High Street Awards, which, to be fair, I hadn't really heard about before. And I looked at it and thought, we have to apply for this, if nothing else, because of the story that we have to tell about the floods. So we decided, yeah, let's do this. We had to have a nomination in by the 9th of September. We did that. It was 1,000 words. It was all about the floods. But then I don't think I was ready for everything else that was about to follow.
So tell me more about the application process.
Okay, so we had this deadline. We had to put 1,000 words in, and the Great British High Street seemed to be interested in stories about recovery. So it could be a town who's had 40% of its shops unoccupied, and then, you know, they've done a great job and now they've got 80% occupied. So it's something about that town. And as far as Hebden Bridge was concerned, it was for us the story about the floods, the resilience of the shops and businesses, and how the community all pulled together and how well we've done to recover from the floods.
We were going to be talking about businesses on Market Street and their involvement and, you know, how it's all going with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going really well. Market Street is a street full of small independent shops, as is the whole of Hebden Bridge. For the category that we entered, we had to name a street, so we named Market Street as the biggest street that runs through the town, and everybody on it is pretty good on social media. But we also have that amazing mix of shops. So, you know, we have Snug Gallery with Ed, we've got the Milliner Hat Therapy, we've got Heart Gallery, who actually are up for an award as well as the best Twitter shop. We can talk about that later. We've got jewellery, we've got Sega Whole Food, Valley Organics, and it just goes on and on. So the small independent shops was quite a major part of the application process, but as I say, the main thrust of it really was the floods.
And they had been really badly affected. I mean, it was sort of up to our necks in it, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, and every single shop or business was affected, because, you know, we do have a lot of businesses that aren't shops on Market Street. So I personally work for Cresswell's Accountants, who've been on Market Street for 126 years. And we've got Riley's, the insurance brokers, they're celebrating their 50th birthday. We've got Haircare, who are celebrating their 60th birthday. So we've got some really long-standing businesses on Market
Street. I had no
Street.
Idea they'd been there that long.
Absolutely,
no,
yeah.
That is amazing. I remember going into Pipe Creative and they still got their line on the wall.
Yes, yeah.
In fact, the you know, one of the businesses opposite us has had a line carved into wood, and how bad the floods were for that.
Remember, yeah, because in previous years it's never been anywhere near as bad.
Yeah, and it shows people where, you know, how things have, you know, why has every single shop on the high street changed?
Yes,
but it has diversified us, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. And I think one of the things that the judges are interested in is that we've moved from the daytime trade, which we have anyway, to the nice evening bars and bistros. So, you know, we have new places open, Chapter 17, Nido's, drink was already there. But it's these new bars and bistros that you can come and do your shopping, or you can come to work, and then you might just stop off in the evening and, oh, I'll just pop in here and have a drink or a bite to eat. So we're moving into the evening trade, which is interesting for the judges.
Do you think that's what the judges are looking for?
That's certainly one of the things. For Hebden Bridge, the main story definitely was the floods and the resilience of the people in the town. But the fact that we've turned that to our advantage and now started to do early evening bistros, you know, on top of the already amazing restaurants and pubs that we have, we've got a little different kind of trade, which is good.
So how big are these awards?
Well, when we started doing the research, when we had to put the application in, we obviously looked at what happened last year, who were the finalists, how many people competed, etc. And there were 230 towns in total. So we thought, oh, you know, that's a double. 230 towns, yeah, we can do that. So we put our application in, and once the deadline had passed, we were informed that 900 towns had applied this year. So it's obviously a really growing market. Everybody wants to get involved with it. There are 14 categories this year, and it kind of ranges from large market town, a village, a coastal town. There's a whole category just for London, and it goes on, and we fit into that small market category.
Wow, so there's lots of great categories and something for everyone. So that category, I feel like, is our category.
Exactly.
I really do.
Absolutely.
I do feel like that. How long are the awards? Do you know anything about the awards in terms of how long they've been going? Because it does seem like this is the year where it's really stepped up a level, doesn't
it? Absolutely, yeah. So this is the third year of the awards. So, as I say, last year it was an awful lot smaller. I'll tell you who they're sponsored by. They're run by the Department for Communities and Local Government, and they're sponsored by British Land, Holland & Barrett, Boots UK, Google UK, Marks & Spencer, Wilko, Revo and Elandi. So it's some real big hitters who are behind these awards. So I think now more and more towns want to be involved.
Yeah, so this is the category that really does support local businesses, as well as a few others, aren't there? So
yes,
there are a few other categories, and you were saying that the Heart Gallery had a surprise nomination.
Yeah, so I think it was a new category this year, and it was called the Best Twitter Shop. So it was who performs best on Twitter. And I was talking to Alison at the Heart Gallery, and she had no idea that she'd even been nominated. But she's now in the top three in the country for this award. So there's a different way of voting, apparently, for her, and we'll find out all about that. But I think it's via Twitter.
And if you want to look at things going on in Hebden Bridge, you can look at hashtag Hebden Bridge on
That's
Twitter.
Right, yes.
Yes. So now we've been nominated. You know, everything's changed now, hasn't it?
And
we've been mentioned on the news. It's all very, very exciting. So how can people support, or how have people supported this application so far?
Yeah, OK, so up until this point, we've had so much support from everybody. Twitter is where the judges are looking. So we've had an awful lot of support from people in general, shops, businesses, you name it. Everybody's tweeting, retweeting, and everybody did what we needed them to do so that we were shortlisted. So that's perfect. We've now moved on a step. So as of today, 50% of the judging process now for these three towns in our category, 50% will be decided by a judge's visit to this town. We'll have plenty of notice. We'll get at least a week's notice. I will be able to take them around the town and introduce them to people and show them X, Y and Z. So that's fine. You feel like you're in control a little bit. But the other 50%, we're reliant now upon the public voting for us. So it's very, very important that people vote for us.
I'm sure they will vote for you. So if they want to vote or they want to get involved with that, how can they do so?
Okay, so right now it's all over Facebook and Twitter. So what you need to do is visit thegreatbritishhighstreet.co.uk. You will there find the finalists in the small market town, and you literally click a button, you know, press Hebden Bridge, put your email address in. It takes you 30 seconds, if that. But people can vote every single day. This is what we've been informed by the Great British High Street. So if everybody could vote every day from now until the 18th of November, we're all doing it in my office. There's 23 of us, so we're all voting. We did it. First opportunity was this morning, so we've all voted from our business addresses, and we're all voting via our personal email addresses. So if everybody can get behind us, and I know just from Facebook and Twitter this morning when I was allowed to release the information, everybody's sharing it, everybody's voting, and we're doing a great job straight away.
And if we add Hebden Bridge businesses, you know, of all different kinds on Twitter, that it's a good way of finding out what's going on in Hebden Bridge generally, as well as being able to be reminded to vote every day.
Yeah, so many businesses are on Twitter and are very active. And I'll also give you the Hebden Bridge Business Forum Twitter handle, because we're behind this whole bit. So we are at HB Business Forum. And if you just go on there and follow everything that we do, retweet what we're doing. It also tells you how to vote and gives you the link to take you straight to the small market town category.
I've got one final question for you, Eileen.
Okay.
Now, what are you going to do if you win?
what am I going to do? I'm going to have a holiday. I'm going to have a rest. But if Hebden Bridge wins, would you like to know what the prize is?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
So we honestly haven't taken into consideration much about what we will win, because as far as I'm concerned, the main thing for Hebden Bridge is the publicity that the town will get from this, and hopefully we'll... It's already been on TV this morning, just a very short piece, and I'll hope to get more information on there. So it's getting people back into the town, which is my main focus. However, if we do win, we will get a share of a prize pot worth £100,000. I'm not quite sure what the share will be. And we will also receive expert training from Google's Digital Task Force for Shops, Bars and Restaurants, and a trip to Twitter UK's London office to boost our social media skills. Wow.
That'll be lovely, and you can tweet it while you're there, aren't you?
I know.
Are you going to be? Is it going to be you going down there, do you know?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know, do you?
It's going to be all the shops. I'm not sure.
Well, Cresswells have committed now. They'll have to let you go down there.
Oh, yeah. I've got the date in my diary, so I'm going.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. Okay, so that's everything about the Great British High Street Awards. Make sure that you do follow Hebden Bridge Businesses on Twitter. And also, if you want to tweet Hebden Radio, you can do so at Hebden_radio. So we've got a few other events coming up in Hebden Bridge, you know, yeah, as we're going to be coming into Christmas soon.
Yes.
Now, we're only going to mention a few because we don't have that much time left.
Okay.
Festive Fandango is something that happens every year. Could you give us a little bit more information about people who don't know about this already?
Yes. So what happens every year, I think it's usually just for the month of December. So we all get a card and we have to spend £5 in every shop, or as many shops as we can. So you've got to spend... It's to encourage people to spend money locally. So I pick up my card every year. I'm so sad. And it's kind of, well, if I just go and get a bit of lunch or something, that's a fiver. Tick that box, you get a sticker. And then you're entered into a draw. So that, you know, there is a reason to do it. And I think it's usually quite a decent hamper. But it is to encourage people to spend money locally. And I think this year Helen Mellor of Hebden Bridge Arts Festival is actually organising the whole event, so we're looking forward to that.
Helen Mellor runs the Hebden Bridge Arts Festival, so if you want to follow on her on Twitter, that is at HBAF. So it's very simple, HBAF.
That's right.
That's great. Any other events that we know about?
The other thing that hasn't been publicised yet but will be shortly is that we're going to do one late night opening for Christmas shopping in Hebden Bridge, which apparently hasn't been done for years. And it's going to be Friday the 2nd of December, and the shops will open until 8 o'clock. So that's going to be publicised widely quite soon.
And we'll be doing it soon, as we're doing the Christmas light switch on the 25th and 26th of November for Hebden Bridge and Mytham Road.
That's right.
So I will make sure that I remind people there that that is going on.
Yeah, that's great, Lauren. Thanks.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much, Eileen, for popping
Thank
in today.
Thank you very much.
I do hope you have a lovely day. It's all very, very exciting, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's wonderful.
I can't cope with the notifications at the moment from Twitter and Facebook, but that's all good.
It's all good. Well, good luck to everybody involved, and thanks very much to all the businesses that got involved with that. It's been really good fun, and obviously I hope that we win.